Welcome, world, to KATL.
You got questions.
I got questions. And our dilemma tonight is communicating with spirits.
Right, right.
Now, when you think of talking to spirits, you know, you think of the Ghost Hunter shows. And they have their EVPs and voice recorders and video equipment just to capture a little shadow in a hallway, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So here we are. We downloaded probably every app available, whether it be an online Ouija board, multiple EVPs, ghost detections, what have you. And we still have got, we maybe had one good conversation that we knew was legit.
Yeah, I'd say only about one. And that, one that actually was memorable and was like actually like, I felt that.
He hated the snow.
I felt that.
Right. And ever since then, we've been looking up we even Googled spells to communicate with spirits. That's how desperate we are. And I know spirits are all around us, right? And I know there's different levels. There's spirits, ghosts, and like, guides, I think, is like the third category. Mm-hmm. Spirits are like your, I don't even know.
Your typical hauntings, I guess, to make it.
I think the ghosts are the hauntings because they are still stuck here, apparently.
Okay, fair enough. All right. Cool.
Right, and then spirits.
So then the spirits would be like the ones the mediums can talk to, who can't like manifest before you, but can like send you spiritual messages or like meaningful, obvious signs from some other realm.
That makes sense. Because they have to make the contact.
Right.
Ghosts just want to say hey to everybody.
Like, knock shit over.
Like, why am I here?
Right.
Listen to me.
Right. And what was the third one?
Guides. Like, your spirit guides. Your spirit guides
that you can only connect to subconsciously.
Apparently.
You know what, though? You know how we've been downloading those, like, spectrum analyzers and, like, using those whole things? It kind of makes me question the whole Ghost Adventures thing and, like, all that, because we now know it has to be 100% silent for those things to be accurate. Like, you cannot even be breathing because that thing picks up on our breath.
Oh, yeah.
It picks up on the sound of your arm moving. So, Broskies, I don't think any of that shit is real, considering half the time you're either one in the room with that equipment, freaking out and asking questions and walking around looking at shit, so sounds, or two, there's somebody on the opposite end of the house, like, controlling your fucking little station there.
Right, they have booby traps.
So, like, how do I know they don't have a fucking, they didn't accidentally make a loud sound down the hallway that your fucking EVP is picking up?
Right, and then, you know, I recently have been looking up from a lot of psychics or whatever, just what they have to say, and they all warn you, you need to be careful playing with the spirits, bro, because the negative energies. But if a spirit can't harm us, why do I need to be scared if my plant all of a sudden smashes on
the floor? Right, and then that contradicts what all the other ones say. That's like, as long as your intent is clear, then you're good. And like, I don't think anybody, well, Some people do. Yeah. I don't think majority of people go into communicating with spirits like, I want to fucking meet a demon. I want one to attach to me and fucking fuck my life up.
Right.
No.
Like the okay, so this brings also into question the exorcisms, you know, the Catholics or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if maybe some people are just really mentally ill, but there are some clear signs that something is going on in some people. Like, if you see some of those exorcist videos.
Dude, see, that's why I have so many. It's hard to believe one fucking thing, because some of those exorcisms look fucking legit.
Right. And then you have to tie into these religions. You have angels and demons and spirits and ghosts, and there's so many categories. And then you have these new age people telling you that we're all light, and when we die, we just go back to the light. Well, then explain to me how there's hauntings in the first place.
Right.
I've had some very questionable shit happen to me that I 100% know was a spirit. But right. with all yeah. this shit I'm learning, how is that even possible?
Well, and how do we know these people aren't just fucking schizophrenic, thinking they are a demonic being based off of what TV and all of that has shown what demonic beings would be like?
Right.
Now, granted, some of them motherfuckers start speaking Latin and shit. But again,
but
how do we know that's even real?
You're telling me that I should not fear death, that it is a beautiful experience, and that we just transcend back into one. We're one
See, with not everything. Everybody says that, though. A lot of people exactly. say that. Some people say there's just nothing. Like those near-death experience fucking documentaries I watched. Fucking some people are like, yeah, there's just this beautiful field, and there's just a feeling of oneness. And some people are like, I saw a light, and I met Jesus and all this. And then some people are like, it was black. There was nothing.
So, yeah, this goes to the conversation with the power of belief. Remember
when it also makes me wonder how those people are.
How Jesus Christ, we didn't believe in God, but yet somehow it's still real because of how intently people believe in it and how savage it is of them, because they literally created someone, killed them, brought them back from the dead, and killed them again.
Okay, two scenarios. Okay, so one, what if people have near-death experiences, or people who have, like, faith in a higher being, so they get to see something when they die subconscious. Basically, like, they just get to dream for the rest of their eternal life.
So, yeah, so it's
life.
Just what you believe
and
in.
And then the people who don't believe in shit, you're the ones who see blackness, right? That'd be some crazy shit. Or, number two, scenario number two.
I think this is three.
No, it's number two. It's two scenarios. That'd be number one.
Oh.
Number two being, what if the people who see this so-called afterlife are, like, good fucking people? You know, like, decent fucking human beings. And the ones who don't see anything are the fucking scumbag lawyers and the dirtbag politicians and the fucking accountants who are, like, embezzling money and shit.
Isn't that still fucked up? Like, how do I know deep down I'm a, like, yeah, I can sit here and say I'm a truly good person, but, like, really am I? I won't know until I die. And it's scary because it's like...
Wander.
You're gonna wander. So you're telling me I'm gonna die and then just, like, be really confused as to what's happening, somehow get stuck here, no one's gonna right. help you? Like, right. that's terrifying.
Well, sugar.
Out of all the shit I've watched, one thing that has stuck with me is that no matter what decision you make, you have to fully believe in that decision 100%.
Yeah.
So, I feel like I can say I'm a good person. Mm-hmm. I 100% believe I am a good person.
Right.
Which means, when I die, I'm gonna see the fucking afterworld.
Okay. But now, they also say that you have a bajillion lives going. So you die in this life, what about your other selves? Do you all die at the same time? Do you die simultaneously? Is one of you in hell, one of you in heaven, one of you in a void?
There has to be one specific you, and the others just have to be parallel universes, because you only have one soul. And right. you can't split your soul.
Or can you?
I don't think so, man.
Or can you? And that's why people feel so freaking cracked all the time. Like, you know, you see people and that truly do need help.
Well, like, I mean, think about it, though. When souls are split, like we know of, like, you know, soulmates or fucking, well, not soulmates, but like twin flames, for example, they always are drawn back to each other.
Yeah.
So if our souls were out there wandering around in bits, I feel like there would be some other factor in everyone's lives that are like slowly pulling them somewhere.
Don't live a million lives and we only live two lives at the same time, and right now our other half is out there and we won't feel complete until they come. You know? Because like you said, you have to take everything you hear from everyone with a grain of salt. Everyone's story is different.
Dude, what if there are two of us? One of us is here and one of us is in the parallel universe, right? You each get one half of the soul. When one of them figures out their true selves, the other one also figures out their true selves, and that's when you come together and become spiritually awakened.
So, like, in this life, so we're good people, right? I don't kill anybody, so I'm, because, you know, I don't go out of my way to be mean to people, mm-hmm. so I think I'm a good person. But, so this life, we're the good, and then our bad self is living in a bad parallel, because the light and the dark, the balance, the pendulum, you know,
mm-hmm.
still fucked up. it's still fucked up because it's negative. Well,
but again, that's only if you interpret it that way. There are different levels of bad. Yeah. So like my I'm version
thinking instantly bad.
Yeah. See, my version of a parallel universe would be like, okay, I'm here today chilling. You know, I have my moments where I'm like real depressed. I have my moments where I'm angry. I have my moments where I'm happy. I have my moments where, you know, I'm here trying to figure my life out. But maybe in the parallel universe, like,
she's put together, or he.
She's real happy, you know? Maybe I've got, like, red hair or something, or, right, you
would
know.
Would you look the same, like, or would you look different?
You know, like, let's say I was surrounded by verbally abusive people in my life right now. Maybe she's out there being surrounded by nothing but support.
Right.
You never know. Because the people also do say this life here right now where we are is in fact hell, which I don't doubt because of all the trials and tribulations you go through.
Yeah. I've also heard that, like a domino effect, your choices in this life affect your other selves.
Correct.
Now, I know in the fact, like, if I make a left here, there's a tree branch that goes right, and it just goes on for infinity like that.
Right.
But if I decide to eat the cake here all the time and get diabetes, does that trickle down the line of bad decisions, and mm-hmm. now I'm affecting everyone with mm-hmm. bad decisions?
Mm-hmm.
And if so...
Mm-hmm.
Am I the product of another self's bad decisions?
Well, okay.
Like, is that why people have bad luck?
Well, then you gotta take into account the fucking, I feel like, the decisions we're making here. So, like, everybody, cliche little saying, everybody makes mistakes,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
We all learn from them. The religious aspect of it is everybody makes mistakes, but as long as you ask God for forgiveness... He will forgive you. Now, I feel like that's a real big fucking, what would you call it? That's something a lot of people can fall back on.
But right then,
you know,
and
they
there,
can use that as an excuse. You know, like, I did this, but I spoke to God and he forgave me.
But,
so it's fine. But, okay, yeah, I made a mistake. I stole a bag of chips from the fucking cafeteria.
Okay.
Or, yeah, I made a mistake. I cheated on my boyfriend. You know, whatever. Like, those mm-hmm. things. Those are human mistakes. Things you're going to learn
honestly,
from.
But
do those
bad?
Things stick with you for the rest of your life and, like, eat away at you in your soul where you know, like, what you did was completely horrible?
But hear me out.
Because I feel like if you, instead of needing God to forgive you, if you forgive yourself and you can... find closure with whomever you hurt or whatever, if you can try and at least wrong the mistake you did and be able to fucking, you know, look at yourself and be like, you fucked up. You need to accept that. You need to accept all said responsibility or consequences of that fucking action and move forward.
Okay.
You learn from it. You grow.
The only reason cheating on your boyfriend or girlfriend is considered wrong is because of society standards.
True.
Of this day.
True, because the Bible's really, all like, you shall not.
It's
fuck,
basically. And that all came from Christianity. When it was built in Jesus' time, Christianity was created. There was Martin Luther banging his little fucking senses on the door trying to tell everyone that you can't make people pay for their sins, for forgiveness. So that, like, should tell all of Christianity right there that you're fucking, your perspective on the Bible is horseshit.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Mary was married to that carpenter, right?
Yeah.
At the time of the conception.
Oh, you know?
Right? Right? Apparently the Virgin Mary. Right? She was a virgin when she found out she was pregnant
right.
with Jesus.
So she couldn't have
back
been
in,
married.
No, back
then.
In the day... when you fucking got married, you was consummating that shit that
right.
night. They're like, and I mean, I don't think they were together for like a day, and
no,
all of a sudden
was,
she got knocked up. Like,
no one would want to marry you if you were dishonored. Like,
right,
you,
you would be considered
your...
a goddamn whore.
Yeah.
And if you didn't sleep with your husband, they'd beat the fuck out of you, basically, or like. Rape you.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you can take the Bible at face value, like Christianity does in its many branches thereof, and say, yes, there is this one entity, God, and there's the devil and the fallen angels and blah, blah, blah.
And also, or at this point in time,
you could transcribe it back into Hebrew and take it from a whole different perspective.
Well, around this time, didn't they also, like, frown upon a magic? And, like, all that? Or what am I thinking before?
I'm pretty sure that whole magic fad came after.
After? Okay. Well, either way, if a society of people were like, oh, shit, she got pregnant out of nowhere, I'm pretty sure a lot of people would be like, no, you whore, you slept with somebody else. Jesus. Like, there'd be, what? Not only that, why would you impregnate a young virgin knowing what the possibilities for her would have been?
What if we just endangered her,
knowing a mob of people could consider her a fucking whore and ruin her life to be fucking be homeless in the corner?
No, dude,
explain it,
bro. So you know how we were, the chicken and the egg theory. Obviously, the egg had to become for the chicken, but how did that egg get fertilized in order to become the chicken? Well, what if we just got our answer to how the planet was made with the gods and the Virgin Marys?
What you mean?
Like, what if the Virgin, I don't know what the Virgin Mary is back in Hebrew, or Mary in general, but what if it's like womb or something, and but God is, fuck, I don't know. But obviously the world had to start from a seed.
Right.
And something had to impregnate it in a way, you know, in a sense, whether that be energy or whatever.
Right.
Big Bang Theory, that could be another, like, but a lightning bolt, I feel, with fried egg. So what if it was made with intention? Like, what if you, all of a sudden, godly alien person had this world seed and was like, you need to nurture this into the world it needs to be. So our fuckery is based on some alien's intentions. Like, oh, I want the world to be in this constant fucked scale. He made our laws or whatever.
What if space is in fact that energy? Like, we've all been thinking about it as just mass black void of nothing,
right?
What if that itself, space,
is the energy? Is the energy
with it was like, yo, and I got all this energy and all these fucking, like, atoms and shit.
Bam. Where does that get energized?
I'm gonna mash
from,
some of these motherfuckers together and make a planet. I'm gonna mash some of these to, you know what? Let me just, like, pop this zit right here, and now we got a black hole, like.
But for real, there is a beginning.
Like, that would explain why when you look at the sky, or you look at the stars, or you look at the moon, like,
you get recharged.
You see things, you feel things differently. Like, it would also be a really big reason to keep a lot of people out, such as humans.
Right, and only astronauts can go. Now, never mind what Elon Musk says, in 2 years, we're all going to be traveling a staircase up to fucking Mars, okay? Because they have the best burgers on the planet.
Like, on an airplane. Like, yeah, we're going to book a flight to Mars today,
guys. You're fucking on crack, bro.
You're fucking on crack. And if that was the case, then we have a lot of fucking more advanced technology than we know of right now.
Here. Tomorrow, we wake up. Broadcast news. We are able to go to Mars in 3 minutes. Would your bitch ass get on anything that was just made to go to a whole different planet? Hell no.
And let that shit be...
Right, let the other guys die first.
Let that, you try that out first.
I'm not leaving the Earth. I have no intention to leave this Earth. And the fact that they are looking on other planets to start life is just fucking mind-blowing to me. Why? So
I don't think they're...
fuck up another planet? With your fucking fuckery?
No, I think it's because they know some shit's gonna pop off, and they're trying to save their own asses.
Even if they knew, let's say, an alien invasion was happening, and it wasn't our government trying to attack.
I think it's like...
But, like, what if?
Global destruction.
You know, okay? Even if they came and they're like, we're gonna wipe out all the bad people, what would stop them from going to that planet?
Right.
It's just... Instead of trying to fix this one, you guys are just gonna go fuck up something else.
Right.
And you can't even, like, live up there. That I know of. Who knows?
You know what they probably want to do, though. They probably want to go up there and fucking build, like, a little fucking dome. So you can breathe and shit.
Remember when they said Pluto wasn't a planet? Because it was too far away?
Yeah.
That's our government. What the fuck?
Yeah, and now you brought it back, but you're just gonna call it a fucking dwarf planet?
Get out of here.
Like, you're either a fucking big-ass fucking rock or you're not. Like, either way, this shit's huge compared to me, so... Planet.
And now I'm, like, really concerned about the planets themselves, because if you think about it, I have never been up to space. Mm-hmm. I don't actually know what those planets look like, except for what was shown to me.
Well, and, like, if we haven't learned anything from the world itself, the more you fuck with shit, it has bigger outside consequences. Like, apparently, you know, we're ruining our fucking ozone layer and, you know, global warming.
Right.
So you go out there into space and you start adding fucking power plants on Mars and shit, and all of a sudden, you know,
there's a Death Star.
The sun's getting ready to explode and the fucking entire universe is just gonna go black and we're just gonna fuck everything up.
Okay, hear me out. Hear me out. So these people, these high elites, apparently feed off of some adrenaline gland that is produced in people that have a lot of melanin in their skin. Okay? So, what if, and we all know, what is that, the collective mind. What if they keep us in such a state of fear because that's where they get their energy from? So when shit like this happens, like me and you are, like, expanding our mind, it fucks with them. Mm-hmm. And they get mad. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, what? There's something.
What if? Back to the whole putting shit out there, fuck shit up thing. What if all of these satellites and rockets and shit we have sent out or whatever are generating some sort of frequency or something that's
like
shutting our shit
Earth?
Down, shutting our brains down. Because we all know there's sounds that could literally, like, fuck your shit up in an instant.
Yeah, what is that thing called? The particle...
I don't fucking know. I'm no scientist.
It was something that was
theory.
In the ground that could break...
Doesn't even have to
it
make
could
sense.
Break a particle, an atom apart. It was the particle thing, and then it got shut down. And apparently that sent off frequencies that kept... us in a low frequency. It controlled us. Mm-hmm. And I believe Trump was the one who shut that off. And so there was a huge energy shift and everyone felt it and was talking about it and everyone's like, what?
I don't know what the fuck you mean.
But we were, you know, we were already awakened, so.
Oh, so we were just like, oh, well, about time, guys.
Right. And there's also, like, I'm also, you know, some people are not meant to be awakened, and that really just pisses me off. How are we supposed to higher our vibration and better our collective mind in communities if we are keeping people in the dark?
Well, it's like you said, though. Some people have good energies, and some people have energies that shouldn't be expanded.
That's true.
So maybe the people who do get to be awakened are the ones who do truly have the spirit that gets to choose their next life.
But then hear me out. It is also said that everyone you see is just a reflection of you. And that's true because you can only see someone from their perspective. Like, what you see a side of me, you see me differently than my mom sees me. Or than
my
brother sees me.
Well, it's like they say, you don't even see yourself truly. Like, what you actually look like.
Yeah.
Because you always have some distortion that you're looking at, you know?
Right.
Right.
So, if this is all just a simulation and you're not real and you're just 1/100th of me, you know, these trees are another 1/1000th of me.
Mm-hmm.
What is anything?
Well, what if the saying that, like, people are a reflection of you isn't necessarily, like, I am reflecting who you are, but, like, it's a reflection of what you need in your life.
Hmm.
It's
okay.
A reflection of
true, because if
you,
I'm in a real,
like, as, like, a whole
shitty mood, and I, you know, people say that I'm not projecting. Mm-hmm. Everyone projects. Everyone does onto everyone. Because if I'm in a real shit mood, I'm going to see everyone. I'm going to pinpoint people that are in shit moods.
Right.
I'm going to be like, fuck you for being so grumpy. But yet, I'm grumpy.
Right.
And if I'm happy, I'm going to see a whole bunch of happy people.
Well, I mean, and think about it, too. You in particular, we know your personality, right?
Mm-hmm.
And okay? You're dead. He taught you, you really don't need to rely on any male figures. You needed that in your life. Your mom, she taught you how to be a strong badass bitch. You know?
Get it from my mom.
All right?
Right.
Your brother has taught you a lot of things.
Oh my God.
So many things. Your other half.
Yep.
Sensitivity.
He's very intuitive. He doesn't admit it, but he's very intuitive.
He has taught you how to be a more loving person.
He has taught me patience.
Yes. Many things. Also many.
Right.
And then humility. You have me.
Right.
It's been, what, 17 years now?
Oh, shit.
Right, we're getting old, home dog, but...
2006.
I mean, together, we have just learned a lot. And now we know we are complete, exact opposites.
Yep.
Exact opposites. In the fucking zodiac.
Yin and yang.
You are the yang.
Yep.
I am the yin.
Scorpio and Taurus.
What are you, Earth?
I'm an Earth sign.
I am the water to her Earth.
Yes. No, all Tauruses out there need to find their Scorpio.
Yes. And vice versa.
Right.
So, I mean, like, what if that's what that means? Like, everybody around you is a reflection of how you built yourself. Whether they be good or bad, they needed to be there to form you.
Right, and that goes into this, like, serendipitous
which is why destiny, you pick your life right? You have, even if it's bad, because at the end of the day, it forms you.
Right.
Oh, shit. We're on to something.
I think that is a very lovely spot to end the night.
Okay.
Right?
Tough.
Leave them on a high cliff note. Come on back.
Expand your spiritual mind.
Right? If you have questions, please let us know. Our contact information is on our page. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.